Megeder Meleches Krish, the Mishnah on Kufir Aleph Min Beis. Try to see how far we can get through. Mishnah says, "Veiluk Shomer Shechayev Leim Kesher Gamal Kesher Asapanim Ukshim Shuchayev Al Kishurun Kachu Chayev Al Eterun." Rashi says, "Veiluk Shorim Hamenuyim Bavis Meleches Tektoni Hakosher VeHamatir." What's it referring to? Kesher Shel Kayama Sheino Matir LeOlam Dumiyo De Kosher Chutei Riyas Hanifsokis. Rashi's magdir that the kesher that we're chayev on, say by the kosher such a kesher and matir such a kesher, is a kesher shel kayomo she'ena matir le'olam. A kesher which is osri lami le'olam, he has no intentions of taking it out. It's mashma from Rashi that this is the only tenai that there has to be mechuyev al kosher, that it should be a kesher which is ena matir le'olam. Therefore, Rashi's Mazber the Gemara Kofi Bezamar Aleph, where the Gemara asks the Stiro that from the different braises, Hitter is with a minil of a sandal, Tony Chadel Chayachat, as a Tony Yidach Potter of a Lasser, a Tony Yidach Mudel Chatchilo. It's Mavur that there are cases of minil of a sandal that are also Midaraisa, that those that are Mutter and Gansen, and those that are also Midaraisa, Mutter Midarabonan. Rashi has to be Mazber that the three levels of the Ksharim are all within this gather of Kesher Shel Kayama. It's all in the amount of days and the length of time that the kesher is aimed to remain. However, you're not always mechuyev midaraisa. The only time you're mechuyev midaraisa is like Rashi says in the Mishnah, kesher she'ina matir lo'ilam, that you have no intentions whatsoever of taking it out. Masha'in ke'in, a kesher which you plan on taking out the day that you make it, there is such a kesher as mutter gansen. Anything else somewhere between a day, if you're planning on leaving it for more than a day, and less than lo'ilam, which is mashma, then it's any amount of time in between. According to Shittas Rashi, in a chanami, it's not going to be aser midaraisa, it will only be aser midarabanan. That's all in Shittas Rashi. Kumtais, it's a mashma, it's a little bit of a doichi, because kumtais, that the levels of lo'ilam is not just it's lo'ilam or it's not lo'ilam, it's lo'ilam, not lo'ilam, and then mamash not lo'ilam, where it's mutter lechatchila. Masha'in kein, the Rif and the Rambam, hopefully lo'ilam saw, the Rif says, and the Rambam goes in the sheet of the Rif, no, that there's two tenoim to be mechuyiv out a kesher midaraisa. First it has to be a kesher okayomo, and second it has to be a maisa uman. What's a maisa uman? Maisa uman lav dafka means that a uman, a craftsman, is the one to make it. Rather, it means that it's the type of knot which would be made by an uman. It's the type of knot which is made by a craftsman, which is a kesher chazak, a kesher which has the chilis to stay forever. And b'meila, even if a hedyut makes it, even if a hedyut makes this kesher, this maisa uman, nevertheless, it's going to be mechuyev al maisa uman. It's not specifically made by an uman, it's specifically the type of knot that an uman would make. The fides, says the Rif, that's very geshmak to the three different dargas, the three different types of ksharm that we have, whether or not it's asur midaraisa, mutar midaraisa, and asur midarabanan, and mutar lechatchila. The hainu, if it's the type of knot which is saya kesher shel kayama, and it's a maisa uman, then it's asur midaraisa. If it's not a kesher shel kayama, and not a maisa uman, it's mutar afilu lechatchila. If it has one of the tenoim, it's either a kesher shel kayama and not a maisa uman, or it's not a kesher shel kayama and yes a maisa uman, either one of those cases is going to be asur midarabanan. Gishmak in the lechero in the three dargas. However, the last darga, the last case where we say by sandal that it's mutar lechatchila is lechor a little bit shverer lefi the shita sarif and the Rambam, because the Gemara says what's the case of a sandal which is mutar lechatchila? Sandal de nafki bebe tre. It's a sandal that's worn by an adult and a child that every day it has to, the knot has to be taken out and adjusted to fit the foot of the second person that's wearing it. That's mutar lechatchila. Why? Because the knot is taken out every day. What's the case? The Gemara says a maisa. He had this pair of sandalim, this of sandals that was worn by him and his child. He asked the buyer, am I allowed to wear this? Am I allowed to open it on Shabbos or not? So he said back, I thought this should be even mutar lechatchila, and you tell me I'm chayev chatos? Why did he think that it should be mutar lechatchila? Amalei mishum b'chol nami zimnin de nefikne be'ano zimnin nafik be'yanuka, because even during the chol every day there's I wear it and my child wears it. Therefore, it's asi to be hutar each day. He said, if that's the case, then it's mutar lechatchila. Now, lefi Rashi, lechor de shalgatari is very gishmak. Lechatchila, you saw a sandal, which is, looked like a regular sandal, which is made for only one person. Eba zei, lechor was made with a kesher shel ushkafi, is made of sandler's kesher, which is a maisa, which is the kesher shel kayama. The meila, the kesher is never meant to come out. It's asr. It's going to be asr midaraisa. The maskana zagamari said, no, it's meant to be taken out every day. He says, every day is meant to be taken out every day. Fine, it's mutar lechatchila. That's lefi shitas Rashi. Well, lefi the Rif and the Rambam that learn that there's two tanoim, it has to be kesher kayama, and ma'isa went to be mechuyim midaraisa. Eivaz zeh lechatchila, when he asked him, what's the story with this? And he says, it's also midaraisa. Eivaz zeh must have seen that it's a ma'isa uman. It has to be in addition to kesher kayama, it has to be also a ma'isa uman. So what was the answering at the end of the day? That I take it off every day, and it's changed to fit the adjust it to fit the size of my son's foot. Very good. It's not a kesher shel kayama. But lachor doesn't change the ma'isa uman. He saw that it was a ma'isa uman. Nothing changed with regard to the ma'isa uman. Only with the length of the time, the amount of time that the knot remains knotted. That was the nafumino. But lachor, nothing changed the ma'isa uman. Tarach bir, not sure what to say. The truth is though, the Ran is misyachas to this shaila. He doesn't say what happened in the Havamina of the Gemara, but he says, L'maskanas the Gemara, that in the Chanami, Kokama, that the Derech is, that it's taken off every single day, so the Mistoma, he doesn't make a Ma'is Uman, because the Nafki be betrayed, the Kiya Gavna, Vadi Lekachi be Kesher Shakayama, Vilay Kesher Uman, Kadesh Yenayach Latirai. Zikr, if they take it off every day, then they don't make a Kesher Shakayama, and they don't make that a Ma'is Uman. The Shail is, what did he see the Chatkhila? Was it Ma'is Uman? It wasn't Ma'is Uman. What it was, he didn't see exactly if it was a ma'is uman, if it wasn't a ma'is uman. He saw the type of shoe that it was, the type of shoe which is not untied. It's a regular sandal which is used for one person. The derech is that you don't change it, and it has a proper kesher uman on it. When he told him that the derech is to take it off every day, so he says, then zikr, you're not making a ma'is uman. Maybe it's going to be mutar lechatchila. That's one hour. The second hour, the there is lefi the shittas Rif and the Rambam. Is the Gemara Kof Yud Gimel? The Gemara brings down a price. So, a machlekes is between the Rabban and Rabbi Yehuda. Chevel d'lishe nifsak. The bucket came off, ripped off of the bucket attached to the bar. Came off, ripped. What's the halacha? What are you allowed to do? Lo yeh kosher lo inpoy. The Tanakama, the Rabban hold. You're not allowed to make a kesher. You're allowed to make a niva. Rabbi Yehuda omer kerech lo v'pundo yipatzkiyo. Obavan shliyan venu. So, Rabbi Yehuda says that you're not allowed. Zichur, you're not allowed to make a kesher. You're allowed to be kerech. Something around it, but you're not even making an aniva. And what's the machlekes? The Gemara says the Rabbanan hold that aniva is not considered a kesher, and we're not going to making an aniva to making a kesher because the person who sees someone making an aniva is not going to come to make a kesher. However, Yehuda holds that aniva is a kshira betzem, that aniva el aniva gufo kshira. He, the Gemara says, Rabbi Yehuda holds that aniva is a kshira. Now the shaila is, what's an aniva? Aniva is a ma'is uman. It's not a ma'is uman. The churro, the pashtus is that a niva is not even a knot. Zichr is not considered a ma'is uman. It's not something which is, it's a very simple thing which is made. We know certainly the anivas that we make nowadays are made by even little children. Zichr is not like a ma'is uman. It's not a ebazay. The churro, according to Yehuda, that says that a niva is like a ma'is kshiro, he holds that a kesher doesn't have to be ma'is uman. Because if you tell me that a niva has the same thing as a kshiro, and a niva is not a ma'is uman, kumtois, that a kshiro, the churro, doesn't have to be ma'is uman to be mechuyim, according to Yehuda. Ebazei, come to us that we have two machleksim between Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbanan. First of all, we have machlekes whether or not aniva is aser or not. Does aniva shame kshira? And the second machlekes is bechlal menegei to kshira. Does kshira need a ma'isuman or not? According to the Rabbanan, it needs to be a ma'isuman. According to Rabbi Yehuda, it means not to be a ma'isuman. So when I say that's good for the machlekes, it's all one machlekes. Is an aniva a ma'isuman? The Rabbanan holds that aniva is not a ma'isuman. Rabbi Yehuda holds that it is considered a ma'isuman. And mainly, that's why he holds that it's aser. Chur, that's a deichik. Chur, they're not being chedek mitzias. Whether or not that's done, there's a ma'is uman. Besim, the Avnei Nezer, Mesiachas to the Shaila. Seems that he learns that in a chanami, according to Behud, it is considered ma'is uman. The only Shaila is whether or not it's a kesher b'chol. According to the Rabban, it's not considered kesher. Vasalta said it's a ma'is uman. It's not considered kesher. Mashenkin, according to Behud, it is a ma'is not only is a ma'is uman, it's also a kesher. For me, it's going to be aser. That's Beshitas, the Rif and the Rambam. There happens to be another shita in addition to Rashi
And the Rif and the Rambam, the Pirush of the Gemara, there is a third shita which is brought down, the Yireim, that he learns al derech Rashi lechero, that there's only one Tanai, and that one Tanai is that it has to be a kesher al kayama. Memelo, if to be mechoyim midaraisa, he learns like Rashi, it has to be a kesher which your kosher shel kayama, they're not planning on taking out. First, you motel lechatchilo, the it has to be that the plan is to take it out. Mashein kain, if you make a kesher that sometimes it's left forever, and sometimes the person takes it out. Sometimes he takes it out, sometimes it's nimlach, and he decides to leave forever. That's the suffix. That's the third, that's the middle darga that's going to be also midarabanan. Since Ken Zayin, even though Pshas Kshir and Echanami didn't have das to leave forever, midarabanan they opted it because it's type of kesher, which could be left forever. And the main little hurries understand that you're not going to be chayim in the rice because you didn't have that kavanah lechatchilah. Nevertheless, midarabanan they opted it because it could turn into such a type of kesher. It's mashma that it's not totally in the time, it's not like Rashi, that the middle darga, that it's somewhere in between one day and la'ilam. Rather, the nekuda is, it's the type of kesher which sometimes a person takes out, and sometimes he decides to leave la'ilam. Back to Shitas Rashi. Rashi says that the type of kesher that you're mechuyu for is a kesher shal kayam ashinam atir la'ilam. Dumya de kesher yichute yiriyas anifsakis. How do I know that it has to be such a kesher? Because it has to be done with the Mishkan. Where do we have kesher in the Mishkan? Dumi the kesher, chutei yiriyas hanefsakeis. The same way that by when they were weaving the threads of the yiriyas, sometimes if it would rip, there would have to be kesher the two ends of the or another piece of thread to the original one that ripped. The meila there, they never untied it. There's no intention whatsoever to untie it. You're leaving it forever. That's the kesher shokayama that they had in the Mishkan. The meila has to be done with that kesher shokayama. The Rav, the Bartanuro on the Mishnah, he also brings down this lashon of Rashi, and he says also Dumi the Kresh Yichut Yiriyas Shenivsakim B'Mishkan. And the Rebbe Kivi Eger in the Mishnah, the Tzeis of Kivi Eger on the Mishnah, is Matmiya. He says Lecher, we saw the Gemara in Daf Ayin Dalet Amud Beis. The Gemara asks Lechatchila, how do we know Kresher in the Mishkan? HaKresher V'Amater Kshir B'Mishkan Hecha Havoy. Where did we have Kshir in the Mishkan? Omar Rav, Ashken Kresher B'Yisaydas Oyalim. Then the Gemara asks, "How kosher amanas lahatru? That's not a kasher that you're mechuyev for. El amar avayah shekain orgi yiriyas shenifsaku shenifsaka lahen nima kosher nesayin. No, we find by the yiriyas, like Rashi brought down, by the yiriyas of the if one of the threads ever ripped, then in such a case they would tie it again, and that is a kasher which is shloim amanas lahatru. Frekter ova amar leirova tirat the kosher matar meikle meimar." So the Gemara is Masik, Elamai Rava, Vitim Rabbi Loish, Kin Tzadich Lozen, Kosher Matir. Very good, Abayo. You answered up where we had Makar for Kosher, but we have no Makar for Matir. Elamai, where do we learn it out from? Tzadich Lozen, that made the nets, the people that were fishing for the Chilozen, that they would create nets and there would be Kosher and Matir, like Rashi's Mazber. Mamei Loish, Kin Tzadich Lozen, Kosher and Matir, and that's where we know. Sai kosher, sai matir. Kum tais fractu kibeger, the matskana sagamara, we taka don't learn out of Abaya. Abaya's answer was only answer for kosher, wasn't answer for matir. Mamela Rava came with different tariffs, that's sai by kosher, sai by matir. In Bazel Hurra, we fell off of Urias, and we're going with kosher matir of Sadiq Lozen. Not only that, Rashi Behemshech brings down this lashon. Rashi says, Kahu chai vatirin, kazi afin baklav bado, mitzayodi chalozen, shetrochel infrakum lahatir, kashir rishtes agamais. He brings down the case, a whole pachas benegeh to matir, the makor is from Tzadik Halazin. Ebazay, lachar, he should have said by kosher also. The Gemara says, shekin Tzadik Halazin, kosher nu matirin. It's not just a makor for matir, it's also a makor for kosher. Kazi effective, kibagir. So lachar, you could say, that in a Chanami, the Gemara was talking never crazy, but from kosher. The Gemara was only what was Rav's Taino? Rav's Taino was Matir Michael Mimar, and Beth it's really in the Pashtas of the Gemara. Rav's Taino wasn't a Taino Nabaya. The Gemara asked Lechatchila Kshira b'Mishkan Hechavoy. The Gemara never asked where was Matir. The Gemara asked Kshira b'Mishkan Hechavoy. On that, Rabbi answered. I'll tell you where Kshira was by Argeiria Shenifzakol Hanimimun. On that, Rav says throughout the kosher Matir Michael Mimar. Very good. What do you mean Matir Michael Mimar? You only asked me to get to kosher. I wasn't supposed to answer about Matir. On that, Rava says, yeah, but Lamai said, we have no makor for Matir. You're right. So Zayin is Zayin. We only asked you a kosher. But what are you going to say when you get to Matir? Elamai Matir is from Tzadik Halazim. But we don't have to say that Be'etzem, that we're choizer from the original drush of Abaya, I'm going to get to kosher. There's no reason to be choizer from kosher. I have a good makor. I don't have a makor from Matir, but say it all. And then I'm from Tzadik Halazim. So Be'etzem, you can say that Rashi and the Bartanuah, they learned that no, there was no chazor in the Gemara from Abayis Teretz when you get to Kosher. The whole shaila, that Rav is coming to answer is only matir. And the Mela, that's why Rashi later on brought down when you get to the matir, he brings down that the makar is from Tzadi Chalazan. When you get to Kosher, Nechram, we blab at the original Tzad in the Gemara, the original Teretz of Abayis in the Gemara, that it's al serious. Not only that, the Teretz Yisrael says that he goes with this Mahalech on the Mishnayis to be Mataretz, and he says, what's the difference if we learn it out of the first Teretz or if we learn it out of the second Teretz? What's the difference if we learn it out of Abaya, Irias, or we learn it out of Rav, Tzadik Elazin? Why Taka couldn't Rashi learn it out? Very good, we didn't have to be Chayza from Abaya. But why not be Chayza from Abaya? If we have something which tells me also Kosher and also Matar together, so why not learn it out from there? Why not learn it out from Tzadik Elazin? Why do we have to learn it out from Irias? Says it's very small. What's the nafkamina where we learn it out from? He says, Lachur, the nafkamina is the nafkamina between Rashi and the Rif and the Rambam. If you learn it out from Urias, some Mela Lachur, the Urias was a regular knot which was made to last forever. Lavdach was a Maisa Uman. You're just connecting two threads together. You don't have to do anything special. But Mela, that we learn out from there. Kesher Shokayama is from Nisik and Urias. Rashi learned that there was no Chazara, but Mela he learned that. I don't know which one came first. What was, if he had raised the other way, Zichor the Gemara on the Afkufi Ralphim Bees brings down the Kesher Shokayam, the Tanai of Kesher Shokayam. Rashi says, Mamelo, that seems to be the Tanai. That's the Tanai of Kesher Shokayam. Mamelo, there's no reason to say that there's a Chazara from Abaya. And we learn out from Urias that all you need is a Kesher Shokayam to be Mechuyiv. There wasn't a Maitzuman. Mashenkin, the Maskarnas Agamara, that learns it out from Tzadi Chilazin, Lachar, that's fishermen's nets. Fisherman's nets, that's fisherman's knots. And Lachur, that's considered a Maisa Uman. The Mela, the Rif, and the Rambam, they learn the Maskana Sagamara that we learn out from Krishna Matir and from Tani Chalazan. Mela, we have a Raya not only to Keshe Shakayama, we also have a Raya to Maisa Uman. Very Gishmak. If you have the Rif and the Rambam, the Maskana Sagamara is very Gishmak. Lachur, it was also a Maisa Uman. Tzarech Birktas, Vosepes, Lefin, the Maskana Sagamara. Why did Lefi Rashi? Why do we have to say Shkin Tzadi Chalazin Kreshin Matir? We should have just said Shkin Tzadi Chalazin Matir. Teresa Stolz Mesiach to this Bidas Rashi, and he says you have to be Matche that Elamai. The reason it said Kreshin Matir is coming to tell you that you need your Matir has to be a Manas Lekshir to be Mechuyev Kreshin Matir because it has to be that type of Kshiro. It has to be that type of Atorah Manas Lekshir. Like Teresa says in the Fine Gemara, it's Medayik like that. Just didn't understand because Lachur Teis Medayik and Rashi not that way. Teis Medayik and Rashi that you don't need a Matir Amanas lecture. That's Rashi Yesh Lain. That's the Tzurus of the Shmaitza Lefi Shitas Rashi. Lachur, that's one Makar for the according to the way that Tzurus as well is learning. That's one Makar for the Shitas Rif and the Rama. Another makor that's brought down, the grain says, in Bir Agah, the beginning of Siman Shin Yud Zayin, he says another makor that you need a Maisa Uman is from the Mishnah. Ve'ilu k'sharon she'chayavan alein, kesher ha'gamalin ve'kesher ha'sapanim, the kesher of the camel riders and the kesher of the sailors. Why did we say kesher ha'gamalin ve'kesher ha'sapanim? We should have said kesher ha'gamalim, the kesher of the camels, and the kesher of the sfinois, the kesher of the boats. Why are we referring to the craftsmen and not referring to the object itself? Why referring to the sailors and not referring to the boat itself? It must be that the knot is on the boat, after all. It must be that the nekuda is to be mechuyiv al tekesher. We need a ma'aseh uman. The ma'aseh uman is the nekuda. It's not the object, rather it's the uman which is kosher that kesher. Mamele haraya that you need a ma'aseh uman. How do I know that you need kesher shokayama? That's the emshach Gemara. The Gemara says, "My kesher gamalim, kesher sapanim, ilay mekatcher the katcher bezmam, mekatcher the katcher beishtrido." Hi, kesher sheina shokayama hu. It can't be talking about such ksharim because it's ain't shokayama. It's muchach from the Gemara that you need a kesher shokayama to be mechuyev. So from the Mishnah you have a raya that has to be a ma'is uman, and from the Gemara you have a raya that has to be a kesher shokayama. The shaila is what can we say about Rashi? If you Rashi, it's really twofold. Is the shaila? First of all, why did the Gemara say? Why did the Mishnah refer to the Uman and not refer to the Chafetz, like the Gaon is saying with Das Rif and the Rambam? And the second Shaila we could be Moisif is Lechura a more Pashta Shaila, and that is, why did you mention it Bechlal? The Nikud is not, why did we give examples at all for the type of Ksharm that you're going to be Mechuyiv? The Fishit is Rashi, the whole Nikudah is, are you leaving it there or not? It's not a type of kesher at all. It's the amount of time that you're leaving the kesher there. Even a kesher gemal and kesher zvanim lechura, if you decide that you're not leaving there forever, you're not going to be mechuyev on. It's not that type of an example. Why bring this example? It's not even a richtig example. The whole nekuda is that you're an ainim matir la'olam. Kol kama that you're matir, then you're not going to be mechuyev on it. So elu ksharim shechayav leim kol kesher shehu shalkayom ashenim matir la'olam. That's what the Mishnah should have said. Why do we give examples bechlal? L'chura b'das Rashi, we have to say behektim. Another deek in Shitas Rashi that the kosher and matir. Rashi says shekin kosher and matir kesher shakiyama she'enu matir la'olam. What does it mean she'enu matir la'olam? Not she'enu nitir la'olam. The Mashmaya says not that it's referring to the knot, that the knot is such a festa knot that it never comes undone. She'enu matir la'olam, that a person is not matir la'olam. Mashmois is that it's totally in the mensch. It's totally in the das of the mensch. Are you going to be matur it or not? If you're going to be matur, it's not a kesher shakayama. If you're not going to be matur, then it is a kesher shakayama. The shaila is, as they affect Avni Nezer, where do we find such an inyan but when you get to malachas? Where do we find such a yisuri that a malacha is nikva, kafi, it's the exact same malacha? It's not like a chayfer guma bein tzorach al afar that you're doing a different malacha. It's you're doing the exact same malacha, the exact same knot. Your whole difference is how long are you going to do the malacha for? How long is it going to be kayim for? Where do we ever find such a thing? Do we have frekta avnezer? Where do we find that a person has kavana to be moitzi, and if his kavana is to be machnas right away, then he's not chayav al tzeto? Or if he's kosev, and his kavana is as soon as I'm kosev, right afterwards I'm going to be meichik. So therefore, it's not going to be mechuyev. If a guy builds a house and says he knock it down, it's not chayav al tzbayna. Where do you find such a musig that if your das is to undo the malacha that you did, then in a chanam you're not going to be mechuyev? Says Avni Nezer that in his first, it's in Simen Chav Dalet, Kuf Pei, in the Sefer Eglei Tal, they mesader all the tshuvas of kosher of all the malachas one after the next. Maybe they switched around the tshuvas. The tshuvas is going from Simen Chav Beis to Chav Zayin. When you get to Kosher, I think in Simen Chav Dalet says the Avni Nezer, they have to say that the reason why you're not mechuyev is because it's ein malachta miskayemes. The whole time they're mechuyev zeklal kol ha'isa malachta b'shabbos. Malachta miskayemes kol ha'isa malacha. Malachta miskayemes b'shabbos is chayev. It has to be a malach which is miskayim. Go comment that it's not a malach which is miskayim, then it's mechuyev. Ebazay, a kesher which is not miskayim, is not, you're not going to have a chiyuv for it. The shaila is really twofold. One, the Avni Nezer himself asked later on in Simon Chav Zayin, and one will be masif. The first is that the Avni Nezer, in fact, the Avni Nezer, l'chur, we know that any time that you have a malach which is not miskayim, even though it's not asumi deraisa, but l'chol parsa is asumi derabanan. When you get to kreisif, if you're kreisif with mei peris, it's a ksav shein miskayim. In a chanam, there's no mitzvah deraisa, but it's also mitzvah rabbanan. You tzeveya b'sar adam. It's not a miskayim. In Meila, there's no mitzvah deraisa, but it's also mitzvah rabbanan. Where do we have such a musig that you can have a kesher which is going to be mutter lechatchil, like we saw in the Gemara? We have types of kesher which are mutter lechatchil because you have to take it out right away. L'chur, very good, it's not miskayim. It's not miskayim for a long time. It's not miskayim for a little bit of time, only for a single day. But l'chur, it's not, if it's miskayim for, it's ainim miskayim, the whole bachas, it should be asked to me, the rabbanon. How could it be that it's mutzeh lechatchila? That's the first nekuda. And the second nekuda that we could ask is lechera, it's a big chiddush to say that there's a malacha which is not miskayim. Al derech, what the Chazon Ish asked on the Dogma Revova, that where do we have when you get to cakes and matzis? He says that it's ksav shein miskayim agave davar shein miskayim. He says, why is it davar shein miskayim? Why is food a davar shein miskayim? Because you're going to go ahead and eat it? The fact that you're going to go ahead and eat it doesn't make it the same as guy. Like for the case we mentioned, we have somebody here that has cookies from a Shever Brachas that he got pictures of his chasen is superimposed on top of the cookies, and he has the cookies still sitting out, not in the freezer even 8 years later, and he still has the cookies. The cookies could stay for a long time. You want to say it's not miskayim because the person's going to eat it, because he's going to do a maisa to make sure that it's going to get destroyed. That makes it ain't miskayim. The pasuk says ain't miskayim means mitzaras ain't miskayim. Crazy may peris. It's not shayach that it's going to have a kiyum. Somebody writes on the window, it's not shayach that it's going to have a kiyum. Or he's surveying his body. It's no way it's going to have a kiyum. These things are, that's what's ain't miskayim. Hecha teisi to say that a kesher, since your das is to take it out, that's considered ain't miskayim. So in the Chanami, Avnezer, and Simon Chav Zayin, it gives a different terror. Doctor, Since you're not mevatlet there, the only time you're chayv for kesher is doctor is dafk when you're mevatlet. It's a kesher shal yom. You're planning on leaving it there. If you're not mevatlet, memelo loychoshev kesher ki agav. Not considered a kesher. The shaila is for us. Why isn't it considered a kesher? What's meant there? Why isn't it considered a kesher just because it wasn't mevatlet there? I'll try to be masber a little bit. Shitas Rashi, but that's Rashi. The poiskim are chaylik as to what's the amount of time that is considered a kesher shel kayom v'derechay v'deraisa, and a kesher she'ina shel kayom v'deraisa v'derechay v'derabanan, and a kesher which is mutl lechatchila. Where's the line? Where's the gather of the amount of days as to what type of kesher it's considered? If you look at the Beis Yosef, the Seis is metag from the Shrinus of Rashi. Rashi says, sometimes he says that Mipnei Shepamim Shemeiniach Shom Shvua Yishvuaim Ekoishir Matir. He says in a different place, sometimes he leaves it there for Shvua or Echoidish Matir Pamim Shemeskayim Shabbos Echoidish. He says sometimes the reason why it's not Matlech Atzil is because it stays for a week or for 2 weeks or for a week or for a month. Mashmoy says that these cases of a week and a month are ksharim which are not mutalech atchilo because they're meant to leave there for a significant amount of time. What's up until a week and what's from a month on? Says the Beis Yosef, Mashmoy says in a fanami, Rashi was medayik dafko. That if it's a week or it's 2 weeks or it's a month, that's a kesher she'ina shel kayom midaraisa, but it's asa midarabanan. Up until a week, that's mutlech atchilo. And for more than a month, doctor, it's chayim midarayin, so that's considered kesher oilim. Kesher which is a kesher shakayama, which is neskayim loilim. L'chord tzarech b'yartuva, because l'chord Rashi was just telling you, being mazd for the cases, deeper behoide. The normal oifen is that he leaves it for a month, for a week, for a month, and if he left it for 2 months, it's different. Where's the makadim b'chalek b'chlal? There's a difference between a month and 2 months, there's a difference between 6 days and 7 days. The difference between a month and a year, where is the makom to say? La'olam, the pashtas is la'chor la'olam. Where is the makom to be chalak between 3 weeks and 5 weeks? What's the svara b'chlam? The truth is, if we look at the Taz, the beginning of Shin Yud Zayin, in the Chanami, he's matmi on the Beis Yosef, and he says, he says, a kesher which is osi la'olam that mirchu yavon, kesher shal kayom and mirchu midaraisa, that's a kesher that you are being kosher without any plan, without any intention of ever being matarin. You're leaving it indefinitely. There's no reason for you to be matarin. It could be that in 3 years you're matarin. Even in 3 days it could be. But at the time of the kshira, your kavana is to leave it. You have no intention, there's no reason be'etzem for you to leave it. That's your mechoy midaraisa. What's motel hachatchilo? If you're planning on taking it out that day. Like the case of the Gemara, all the 5 cases of the Gemara that said that it's pshito, that these cases are motor, they're all talking about cases that the derech was that you were kosher in the morning and you took it out at night. Those are the cases that it's motor. What's considered a day? Is it till the end of the day, till the end of the shkia, till tzitzik yachavim, till the nightfall, 24 hours? That we'll see in the poiskim already. But anytime that it's in a day, that's considered kinira derech tashmishoi, and memela we don't look at it as a mice of a kesher, we look at it as derech tashmishoi. What are you mechuyev on midarabanan? Anything in between. Any time that you have das that you're going to take it out, you're planning on leaving it for more than a day. But it's not indefinite. You have a reason that you're going to take it out, whether it's in a week, or it's a month, or it's in a year, or it's in 5 years, or 10 years, or lechur even 30 years. It doesn't make a difference. Kokama, that your intention is that you're going to take it out at some point, that's not considered a kesher shakayama. It's going to be awesome midarabanan, but a kesher shakayama is not a kesher shakayama. Kum tois lechur, according to the Shita Bidas, the Bidas Rashi, it's all tali in the person's das. The Zel Bekesher, like the Kasha of the Avnezer, it's like a Koma Vigamni Tzava Kushis Avnezer. L'chura, Vosepes, where do we ever find such a thing that it's tali in Gansen in the person's das to be Kaveh whether or not it should be considered a Malach or not? However, if you look at the Bir Alacha, and Betzim, the base mayor goes like this. The first base mayor in Shin Yud Zayin also goes with Das Bir Alacha. He's Matmiya Alav, and he says, Zichr Na. He says, the fact that you decided to leave this kesher for only a day, as opposed to leave it indefinitely, if it's a type of kesher which is meant, which is the derech to leave indefinitely, then in Chaymi Chaymi Deraisa. Zichr chayim midarabanan. Pashas yosim yichayim midaraisa. All the cases in the Gemara say that if the derech is to take it out that day, then it's not a problem. That's because it's the derech to take it out. It's muhar mitoichai. It's the type of kesher that it's on the person's, it's on the woman's clothing, it's on the woman's hat, it's on the type of shoe that's worn by two people, that the derech is to take it off and on every day, to put it, to be kosher in a matter every single day, the mamelo. In these cases, where that's the derech, and that's how I see the beged, that's how I see the sandal, and achrami, in such a case, it'll be mutter to be kosher. But if you're making a kesher where the derech of the oilam is to leave it forever, then in achrami, it's not going to be a heter of kesher shein shakayoma. Your das can't be kreveya, that's going to be kesher shein shakayoma. I mean, lefidus is mataritz a bunch of things, mataritz from kiveger's kesher, priming the gondos kesher, of why in the Beis HaMikdash could they not. Why in the Beis HaMikdash when it's nistika nima of a harp, one of the strings rips from the harp or from one of the instruments, why can't you be kosher with a kesher shel kayama and decide you'll take it out with the Shabbos? If a person gets stuck in the Rishus Rabbim or in Shabbos with tzitzis aren't kosher, he go ahead and make a kesher shel kayama and decide that I'm planning on taking it out with the Shabbos, and you'll take it out with the Shabbos and a chanami. Why can't you do that? Who comment that the derech is to live forever, like the kesher that's on an instrument, like the kesher which is on a tzitzis, then it's not going to help you that your das is taken out on Shabbos. You can't go ahead connected the pashtus of the oilum and be kriveya that your kesher is the kesher shenish of Yom. And he brings the raya, l'chur, l'fidis, he's mataritz, he's not mataritz l'loshen, why we're mesiachas to the uman and not to the chifetz, but l'chobach is why we brought down the cases of kesher gemal and kesher safanim. Because such a kesher of gemal and kesher safanim, then it doesn't even help you if you have das. If it's that type of kesher, where the kesher is meant, eluk shorim shechayon aleim, kesher gemal and kesher safanim, because if it's that type of kesher, then even if your das is to take it out right away, it's not going to help you, because that's the type of kesher that people are kosher l'olam. Merely your das is not my learning, not married, you can be chayiv. Lefidus lechur, you can be mataritz also, without the nezis kasher. Now the nezis is that where do we have it that a kesher shakayomo is telling you your das, that a malacha is telling a person's das, that if your das is to take it out at a certain point, then, or to undo the malacha, then you're not going to be mechuyev. If you this, it's very gishmak. It's not stamazoi. It's dafkin in such a case where it's muchach mitoicha, we can almost say. It's we see the beged as the type of beged that's the derech of the olam to not and unknot every single day. That's the type of beged where I don't see the kesher as the kesher b'chol. I don't see the kshiro exactly how we monitor it. We'll see b'hemshech b'yizr Hashem. But I don't see the kesher as a kesher, especially b'fat if you understand that the kesher is supposed to make a chibur. I don't see the chibur. Kokama that this is the type of thing which is going to be undone within 24 hours, then I don't see the kesher as a ma'is of a chibur. I see it's going to be taken out. I'm not undoing the malacha. I'd never had the malacha in the first place. I never shach the malacha. I never was over on the malacha in the first place. L'chura, l'fides, comes out that all the cases in the Gemara that we matter after one day, we have five cases in the Gemara, that we matter Kesheris Isha Maftei Chaluka V'chutei Svacho V'shapaskio V'rtuus Min of a Sandal V'nedes Yain V'shemen V'kederish Obasar. And the Gemara ends it, Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov gives another one, Kesheris Ibrahim V'shoshay Teitzei. The Chura, all these cases that we matter L'chatchila for you to take it out are all that it's Muchach Mitoichai Al Derech. It's the Derech HaOilam. It's the Muchach Mitoichai that a person takes it out every single day. Well, that's why it's to be matter according to Shitas Rashi. The shell is if that's the mashmaris of the Gemara. Why? Start from the top. The Gemara says Maftei Chaluka Pshito. It's posh that you're allowed to open it every single day. Rashi is not Masber. Rashi in the next Gemara is Masber Pshito. Every day it's taken out. L'chura, it's posh that you're allowed to take it out. Says Gemara, Tzricho. There's a Chiddush. This betrayed Dashi. There's two tongues. There's two flaps. I would have thought that maybe, since there's a way to only untie one of the flaps and leave the second flap tied, and one would be able, b'doichik, Rashi says, to take off her shirt, to take off his the choluk, the mela, I would think that maybe there's a possibility that she'll leave one in place and it'll become a kesher shel kayama, leave there for good, and she'll be chayev, kamash malon. What's the kamash malon? Rashi says, ma'od d'seim achad minayu betul mevatalei, v'tahavei kesher shel kayama, the kivin lo yadi haminai utavayr litzuri. Rashi is going to have him in the Gemara, in the Kasha of the Gemara. I would have thought that one of them should be a kesher shakayamo. Which one? I don't know which one. Kivin lo yadi haminai utavayr litzuri. Since I don't know which one is the one that's going to remain, therefore they should both be aser, because I don't know which one is going to be kesher shakayamo. Kamash malon. That no, we don't say that. The shell is those kufot. Is shver. What's the kamash malon? The kamash malon is that no, in echanami both of them are not aser. One of them is aser. With the both mutter. What's the kamash malon? It's not clear. If you look at the Ritva on Kufyud Beis Amud Beis, going in one of the last gemaras of the different examples that the gemara gives, or that the Mishnah gives, of things that are mutter to be matzah lechatchila. And the Ritva's Masber, the Kamash Malon, he says, Kamash Malon, Kivin Lo Yadin and Hai Minayu, since we don't know which one, Taka, like Rashi said, we don't know which one it is, Kol Echad Choshev Shu Oymed Lahatir, it's as if each one is Oymed Lahatir. Va'oyed is Maisif, Kilifalme Matirim Shneim, also, it sounds like maybe a second Teretz, it's not clear whether or not it's a second Teretz, it's a Hemshech of the first Teretz. Va'oyed, Kilifalme Matirim Shneim, sometimes you matter both of them, Mele, neither of them are Keshesh Okayama. And then he's moist behind the sparsh, either the tray dashi, either the tray isri. He says the fetus, we can be masber all the rest of the Gemara as before. And even though, says the Ritva, I'm being masber this at the end of the sugyo. But the moist lechur, all the five cases that we mentioned beforehand are all derze, that the kesher, since we don't know which one she might leave, kol echad choshev shu oymi lahatir. Each one is choshev oymi lahatir. The chur of the mashmois is that even though there's no hechrich at the end of the day that you're talking going to take it off, and it could be that you're going to leave one, but since we don't know which one it is you're going to leave, which one you're not going to leave, and you're about to be matter one of them, so then memela neither of them are making shal kayama, which would be lechera, not like we said with Das Rashi. We wanted a tiny bit of Das Rashi that it has to be muchach mitoichoy, that you're going to take it out. Oh, here we see that even if it's not muchach mitoichoy, as long as one of them is going to be taken out, it could be that the other one is going to stay. Nevertheless, since we don't know which one it is, neither of them are considered a kesher shal kayama. So the truth is, b'das Rashi, you could say b'nin acher. And the Chalami Kenzayim Rashi learns that the Kamash Malon of the Gemara is that since the kesher is going to cause it to be a doichik for her, if she would leave one of them kosher, it's going to be b'tchak to be able to get her shirt off. Mele, the Chalami Shitaka doesn't do that, and she takes them both off. So the Havmin, it's a little bit not such a geshmak as Shaka Vadar. The Havmin is that she would taka leave one even if it's a doichik, and the Tera says, no, since it's a doichik, she doesn't leave one, she takes them both out. The Beis Yitzchak says maybe al derech zeh, but he says maybe a little less v'chiddush. He's going with Asher Ben Yeruchim, and he says Kohani Kamash Malon Da Amina B'Gemara Hachi Ratzalaymer Kamash Malon Da Af Agav De Mivtolol L'Ktzas Yomim L'Mivtolol L'Oilum. Kum Tais that in a Chanami Ken Zayin, you would leave it for a few days, but you never leave it L'Oilum. There's no chance that you're going to leave it L'Oilum. Therefore, there's no chash. You're right. You don't take it out at the end. Ken Zayin, you're not going to take it out today, but over the course of the next few days, it's going to be taken out. Mamela, that's enough that it's not going to be considered a kesher shakayama, and we're not going to answer it. Even with our bottom, we're not going to answer it. Kokama, that we know for sure that it's going to be taken out within the next few days, one of them is going to be taken out anyhow, and the other one is going to be taken out within the next few days. Mamela, neither of them are really considered a kesher that we're going to answer, even with our bottom. Back to the Ritva, just what's the Pshat Lachur, the Chiddush of the Ritva. The Ritva is Mechadish Lachur, a great Chiddush, that since we don't know which one it is, Kol Echad Choshev Shu Oymed Lahatir. What's the Svara? Since I don't know which one it is, therefore they're both Mutter. I would say exactly Klach Ledar Hacher. I would say the exact Fakert. Since we don't know which one you're going to leave there, therefore we have a Safik Daraisa on each one, maybe that's the one which is a Kesher Shokayama, both of them should be Aser. You're not going to be Matter both of them. Why does he go and say that both of them are Mutter? Fakert, I would say both of them are Aser. Kenzan, that's why he was Maisif and Echanami Kilefame Batish name. It's not a new Teretz, it's a Hisaf on this Teretz. Since Bechlal, we don't know which one it is, and it can't die, and you're going to matter both of them, so therefore, both of the Shnei Svaras, the two Svaras together, will say that it's Mutter Lechatchila, neither one of them is considered a Shal Kayama. Efshik, we say, Ben Yerachar Ktas. We'll learn that in Echanami it's two Terutzim. Yesh Lachkar, what's the Pshan in a Kesh Shal Kayama? To be Mechuyiv as Kesh Shal Kayama, do I need Das Lehedyo that I'm leaving this forever? And Kokama, that I don't have Das Lehedyo, my Das is Stam. But it's not Das that I'm leaving it forever.
v'das v'stam, I'm making a kesher, but I'm not thinking about how long I'm going to leave it, then Erech Lam is no deraisa. Or do I say, fakir, the stam of the milsa is, if you make a stam kesher, m'chui m'deraisa. Dafk, if you have das lehedya, that you're only keeping it for a certain amount of time, only keeping it for a day, that's when it's going to be mutter. But stam das is going to be asmi deraisa. You say that's really the shell in the ritva. In the first teretz, the ritva understood, you need das lehedya to leave it there. The male is there, you had no das. On neither of them, since, I don't know, you didn't think about either one of them, then I'm going to leave this one. The male, each one is considered like anishal kayama. Because you don't have the das, lehedya, to go ahead, you're not even going to have the das, which is going to ask l'chara v'pachas me d'rabban l'chara. Because you don't have das to leave it there for a specific amount of time. I didn't have das on any specific flap to leave it there forever, or even for a little bit amount of time. Mela, it's not considered a kesher kayama. Mashenki, in the second, v'oid, k'lefam matirim shneim, we could say that he says, no, that if you have stam das in a chanami, that's going to be mechuyev. You have to have das lehedya, they're going to take it out. Mimele is doctor, lefam matirim shneim. Sometimes you take them both out. And therefore, it's kilo as if you had das lechatchila v'shas maisa, they're going to take them both out. It's achmir k'tas lashon of lefamim. But, kenzain, that's the second teretz. That's one mahalach. Maybe you could say another mahalach. With this chakiro, we'll be able to answer up a few other shailas that we handled earlier in the Chabur. And that is, what's the gedder of Melechas Kosher b'chlal? To mechuyiv for Kosher. What's the gedder of the Melechas Kosher mechuyiv? Is the Isser the chibur of the two things together? When you're Kosher, when you knot two things together, you take two strings and you tie them together, like the Kosher Yuri is, like the Tzadi Chalazim with the Rishtois, the Chura, you're creating a chibur, and that's what's Aser. Dumya too. Teifer, and that's lachur the mashmois of the Markevus Mishnah, Remoisha, the Aruch HaShulchan, who all asked, what's the difference between kosher and teifer? Lachur, both of them are creating a chibur. And they give, one is a bigger chibur, one's less of a chibur, the Markevus Mishnah says one's a chibur, idei davar shnishi, one's not. They all learned that the Sai kosher, Sai teifer are mahalchim, are malachis, that are creating the chibur. Or do we say, no, that's not the Melechas Kosher. Melechas Kosher is not the Chibur B'chlal. Melechas Kosher is the Kesher itself, is the act of making a knot. The knot itself is the Melecha. What is the Torah Aser? The Torah Aser is the Kesher. L'chor, that's Mashmaris of the Smag. He says that if somebody takes a knot, the end of a single rope, just the end of the rope, it doesn't knot the two ends to each other, or one rope to another rope. He makes a knot at the end of a rope, then he says, Nechai Midaraisam. It's a kesher shakayomi mechuyim midaraisa. There, the chorid is no chibur. Chorid, it's a derechik to say that we're talking about dafka in a case. Talking about dafka in a case that's a cheva, which is made up of different strings, and how you did a kesher, it prevents the strands from coming apart. Chorid, it's the mashmois is that any kesher which is at the end of a chevel, you're at the end of a, even if it's something which is a single unit. Nevertheless, there's going to be a iser daraisa if you're making a kesher. You weren't mechaber two things together. It doesn't make a difference. You weren't mechaber two things together. The kesher itself is what's aser. Lefides, you get down with it. That's found in the ritva. In the first teretz ritva, he says the chiv is not the chibur. Memela kokama that I don't know that you're for sure going to leave one there. I don't see a chibur since I don't know which one is going to stay. So you can't tell me I see a chibur over here. Each one, I don't know that it's going to stay b'chlal. So where's my chibur? Neither of them vies the chibur b'chlal. Mashenkin, if you understand that the chiv is out the sees a kesher, so then what's the difference that I don't see one. I don't know which one it's going to be. The Maisi made a kesher. The Chari made a mechuyev. On that he said, "Okay, the form of matir shneim. Since your matir shneim, memela, your das is to take it out right away. Then zerach tashmisha. We don't look at that as a kesher b'chala. The Chari with this chakira, I saw that the Shalmi Nissan, he's marech very much when he gets to this chakira. He brings rice from Mishrei and Mikan and Kan, different rice to this one, rice to the other one." And Masech Dvarov, he tainas the lechur with this, you can answer up the machlekes between the Taz and the Mishabur that we and the Bir Alacha that we mentioned earlier on. The Taz understood that the whole malacha is the malachas chibur shaboy. Memela kol kama that your das is to take it out. The doesn't make a difference what type of kesher you made, even if the derech of the ilum is to leave it. But kol kama that your das is to take it out, then I don't see, it's felzach in the chibur. You don't see a chibur b'chlal because it's going to be taken out. So where's your chibur if I know that it's going to be taken out? Mashen Kain, the Bir Alach understood that the chibur is the asiyas kesher. So what's the difference that your kesher, you're planning on taking your kesher out? Kokama, that I see
that you made a Maisa Kesher, and this is the type of Kesher which is Umid to be taken out. It's not Derech Tashmishay Bechal. The Mela, the shame, the fact that his Das is going to be Matur, it's not going to be Mafkiya, the Shem Kesher. So why the fee the Bir Alachot is a little bit fair? So why, if the fact that he made the Kesher is enough to Mechayiv you, so what's the difference that, let's say it is the Derech to take it out. If it's Derech to take it out, why is that going to Matur? L'chur, you have to say that since you have a hechrich to take it out, so memela it's feltzich in the kesher. That's not considered a kesher. It's not considered a kesher because I see in the thing itself that it's kosher to, according to the way that the Bir Halach learns. The thing itself tells me that this is not considered a kesher. You see a kesher, that's not a kesher because that kesher is more of a derech tashmishay than the actual kesher. That's the normal way of using it. That's not considered the kesher of asiyas kesher. That's rather the normal ishtamshis of it, and therefore it's not. Doesn't have a shim kesher. It's still a little bit shver. The actual what's the hezber the fetus. If it would be that it's the kesher itself, lemais it's a kesher. What's the katy tzarich b'yirtzas? The fetus also wanted a taina that you could be mazber the machlekes rishonim that we saw in Siman Shin Mem, something which is very negel halacha, which comes up very often, and that is v'kam in yonim, and that is tefira shena shakayama. Do we say that there's such a mustik of Tfir Shina Shokoyom or not? So we saw that the Daki Moshe brought down that the Rav Yoh holds that in Chacham Yitzchak such a thing as Tfir Shina Shokoyom. The Bisei seem to understand that there's not Mali Tfir Liyamecha, Mali Tfir Le'olam. Taka, there is no difference in Vosgei the Machlekes. So Zokter says the Shalminitzi wants to say, L'chor, you can say that that's the Machlekes. If you understand the Machlekes, if you understand that the Vart of Krisher is the chibur that it's creating. So maybe the chibur which is being created is only considered a chibur, kokama, that it's meant to last. If it's meant to be taken out, then you don't see it as a chibur b'chal. The same with that by kosher, you're telling me that kosher is a chibur. And if it's meant to be taken out, there's such a thing as kesher sheni shal kayom, you're not mechuyif, kesher lezman, you're not mechuyif, and kesher is even mutl lechatchila. If it's by teifer, which is also the zelba machlekes, lechura, it's also a type of chibur. If you're going to tell me that by kosher, which is not even as much of a chibur as teifer, which your mom is shafing it into one thing, like Ramesha says, nevertheless, that kosher is, I don't even see that small amount of chibur, kokama, that your das is taking it out. Certainly, something which is meant to be created into one thing, certainly if your das is taking it out, I don't see that it turned into one thing, if my das is taking it out. The same way that this chibur, when it's Enishal Kayam is mutter, so to the chibur of Tavar, it's Enishal Kayam is mutter. Masha'in Kain, if you understand that the Vard and the kosher is the Asiyas HaKesher, and Me'ezatam Shiyah, if your das is to take it out, that's why it's going to be mutter, for whatever reason, like we said, maybe, however Magda that. But kokama, that the kesher is not meant to last, then it doesn't have the shem melechas kesher. It was this on a rayav chalas the teifer. Teifer is a din in the chibur. It's not a din in kesher. It's not a din in the kesher bechalal. So the din of kesher and shagayov and negate the kesher would not be a vayis bechalal benegia to teifer, whether or not there's a melechas, whether or not it's a. Einishal kayama, saivisai, whether it's kayama or whether it's einishal kayama, either or, lechur would be aser, that's the das beis yosef, would be aser out kesher, out tfiro, and there's no such thing as tfiro lizman.